Emma, Peter, darling, it's bedtime. Mother's got to read you a story. Come along. What are you doing on the bed? What are you doing on the bed? What are you looking for? There hasn't been one of those things on this bed since we've been in the building. You never saw one of those and you went to your grandmother's and then you tried to wear it for a hat. Come on, the bed! We don't lock that bathroom. You can go in there any time of night you want to. Sit over here. No, Emma, sit here. Peter, come on this side. You're going to argue me when it's... What do you get your nightgown on backwards for? Oh, you want to sleep on your belly, but you want to fool yourself. Go ahead, I don't care. What'd you say, Henry? You want to go in the bathroom? Go around the house. You're not coming through here naked. Go around the house. What if Mrs. Jones does see you? She don't go in for knickknacks. Go around the building. Oh. I'm going to read you a little story all about Jack and his beanstalk. Jack and his beanstalk. It's a fairy tale. No, dear, it's not about your father. Now, once upon a time, my dear children, in the days when fairies went about in lovely gowns every day of the year and not just on Halloween, there lived a young lad whose name was Jack. Jack! That's right. Now, Jack came from a very poor family, so he decided one day he would set out upon his own, and try and make his fortune in the world. He had very little to take with him except his clothes he was wearing and his prized possession, his little beanstalk. That's what it says right here. You want to see it? Then look. His little beanstalk, see? Now, ever since childhood, Jack had been extremely fond of his little stalk. Peter, take your hands up in there. You're getting fond of yours. What am I going to have to do? Wash your mouth out with a whiskey sour or something? You are so vulgar. Just behave yourself, and I won't do nothing to you. If you don't behave yourself, I'm going to really whack you on top of the skull. It was his pride and joy, and such being the case, wherever Jack went, his little beanstalk naturally dangled along. Oh, I love these stories myself. I really do. So on the day mentioned, Jack left his home and trudged into the woods. It says so right here, trudge, not to cruise. Trudge means to walk very slowly. You just walk and not look at anything. I know what it means, and don't argue with me. That grew very heavily around the vicinity. All day long he walked and walked and walked without getting nowhere. And when night came, he was so tired he lay himself down under a very large tree and immediately fell fast asleep, with his cap under his head and his stalk in his hand. That's what it says. After a while, the moon came out. Right here it says, the moon came out. No, dear, no, don't know. It's not a Greek fairy tale. It's a plain old... It wasn't written by Hans Christian Grimm or any of those things at all. The moon came out. Let it lay there. And a mischievous little wood nymph passing... Wood nymph. Nymph. No, it starts from the end, not a P. A wood nymph passing by saw him lying there and took pity on him. No, dear, she took pity on him. No, dear, pity is something you feel. Listen, Mother, and I'll explain to you what pity is. She didn't feel of the boy. Listen, Mother, and I'll explain to you what pity is. Pity is something you feel deep within you. No! Poor boy, she said, I will cast a spell over him so that whatever he treasures most will become so great that it'll make him very happy and bring him his fortune, too. So after saying a few magical words over him, she passed on into the night. I don't know what she said, or I would say it over your father. Now, when Jack awoke the next morning, you can imagine his surprise and delight to find his usually recumbent little stalk sticking straight into the breeze, 10 times as big as life and twice as natural. This is a fairy tale. I love these stories. Well, said Jack to himself, this certainly never happened before. It only goes to show you what wonderful things can happen to one when one leaves the farm. It surely does a person good to get out into the world. It just look at the size of my stalk. Today I am a man. So saying, he took his stalk in both his hands and came to Hollywood and made a fortune. So he put his cap on his head, and there it was. And the moral of this tale is, my dear little kiddies, in, always be kind to everyone because you never know just who is a fairy. Now, tomorrow night, Mother's going to read you a new and completely different tale. Mother's going to read you the story all about the little boy who lived in Holland who stuck his finger in a big dike to save his country. What? You don't see how that can help him or the country or the dike either? We've got to take these children out more often. They ain't learning nothing staying here at home. We've really got to do it. What'd you say, Henry? Go around the house coming back into bed. You're not going to come in this way at all. Go to bed. I don't care whether you like it or not. Go around the house. Good. Then go out that way. I don't care if you come in or not, but go out that way. Go to bed now, and Mother will be in just a few minutes and sing you a hymn. That's right, darlings.